Greetings, Vibug members and friends. This is Jerry Barrier, and I'm going to talk about an app for the iPhone, which I found out about from the latest editions on AppleViz.com. It's called Spectrum Access. It is an app that gives you access to approximately 300 audio-described movies. There's no charge for it, and it's not just for Spectrum customers. It'll work for anybody. And I do want to tell you that they do not accept requests for movies to be added to it. They get what they can, and that's how it is at this point. It works with DVDs, cable services, and major streaming services such as Netflix and Amazon Prime. It does not work with live broadcast TV, though. So, in the Getting Started section of the Settings area, it says, first, you pick a movie to watch on your TV. Get that ready. Then you find that movie on the Spectrum Access app and download it. Then you start the movie on your TV. You hold your phone with the microphone pointed toward the TV, and you play the track that you just downloaded in the Spectrum app, and you wait for the TV and the app to sync up. It's supposed to take about 30 seconds, but I noticed that if I tried a movie that had a lot of music and sound effects prior to any dialogue at the beginning, it seemed to take a lot longer. So I think it needs to hear some conversation to get going. So you wait for the movie to sync, and if you run into any problems syncing or if you have to pause it at any point, there is a restart sync button. When you open the app, you find Browse, Search, Settings, My Downloads, and then Headings for each movie genre. Search is easy to use, and it narrows its scope as you add letters to the search field. Settings has nothing to set. It contains three things. It has a Getting Started button, an FAQ button, which is quite informative, and a Support button. That's all there is in Settings. If you go to the My Downloads section, it shows you the name of each movie track you've downloaded and a delete button for each one so that you can get rid of them when you no longer need them. When you open the downloaded track, you get a Getting Started button, same stuff that you could find in Settings. You get the length and the rating and a Start Sync button and a button to download captions. Movie listings. Each movie listing includes a title, a description, the Getting Started button, and it offers you the opportunity to download closed captions or audio description only. When you're listening, you will hear the movie descriptions as well as the actual movie on your phone. Unfortunately, there's about a tenth of a second lag between what you're hearing on the TV and what you're hearing on the phone. And also the movie is, from what I can tell, only in mono on the phone. I have a Toshiba Fire TV, and I was getting tired of trying to use the little remote control to do searches. So I took my wireless keyboard that I sometimes use with my computer. It's a keyboard that has a USB dongle and requires no setup. So I plugged that into the USB port on the Toshiba TV, and it worked great. It's limited in what it can do, but you can arrow up and down with it, and you can do searches with it. I'm not sure whether this app contains any movies that are not already available through our typical audio description through the services that we use. So that's something that I'd like to know more about. I think this app would be much more useful if it actually gives you access to movies that you don't already have access to the descriptions for, but I don't know the answer to that. The one movie that I listened to on it, actually the descriptions were identical to what I could hear through the Netflix service. The voice was the same and the descriptions were the same. I think even if this isn't useful at home, it could be useful if you're visiting someone and they have a movie on, it doesn't have audio descriptions. You could whip out your phone, sync it up, well, download the movie if you can find it, sync it up and listen with your headphones, not disturbing anybody. So that's the introduction. Now I would like to try and actually demonstrate the app in operation. We'll see how that goes. All right, I'm going to start the movie. And you may hear numbers being spoken in the background. It's my system telling me what volume level I'm at, and I haven't figured out how to stop that. Here goes.
Playing. 1 hour, 41 minutes, 24 seconds remaining. 48.
All right, now I'm on my phone. I'm getting to the app.
Heading start. Release 2016. Hell or High Water. Heading.
I'm going to double tap on Hell or High Water. That's the name of the movie.
Hell or High Water. Heading. Release 2016. Getting started. Button. Heck. Sync and play audio description. Full
I'm
going to
hit
button.
Sync and play.
Pause.
And the phone is still saying, syncing, please wait. Started.
Yeah, and that's
there's no money in the drawers yet. It's in the sign. I got the code.
Perfect.
There.
I'm hoping you can hear the lag.
Case.
And that's it.
The second hands her the keys in a black bag, and she opens the drawer.
Okay, so that's the end of the the recording. And the lag was basically you were hearing the TV, and just behind the TV, you were hearing the noise coming out of my phone. So there is a bit of a lag, but if you put headphones on, maybe you don't notice it so much, or maybe you can get used to it. I don't know, but that's how it works, and I'd be happy to answer any questions anybody has.
If you download the audio and then you play the audio, since it has the track of the regular audio from the movie on it as well, could you use this without another source?
Unfortunately, the answer is no, because I thought of that and I tried it. And you can use it, like if you sync it up, you can pause it and restart it, and then you can listen to it on the app. But if you try to do it later, nothing happens.
You can't just use the app. You have to use it with a source.
Definitely.
That's what I'm I used it the other day. I walked away from the TV and kept listening to it for about a half an hour, and it kept working.
You can do that, but if you come back tomorrow,
that's true.
You can't do it.
But you can sync it, and as long as you don't stop it, you can walk away from the TV and listen to the audio described track.
That is correct.
Leo, Jerry, can you mute the TV?
Don't know. Haven't tried that.
Once you're synced up, that would sounds like it could drive you crazy hit with that lag.
I don't know if you can mute the TV. I would think that it might work once you're synced up, but then again, it might go away after a while. I don't know.
Can you fast forward and reverse?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if I was in the middle of the movie on the TV and something happened and I resynced, it's going to start right where the TV is because it's going to hear the dialogue and it's going to pick up at that point. Was that your understanding too, Amy, from being the beta tester?
Yes, that was my understanding as well.
If you were to go and do this syncing process tomorrow, you could play this movie again as long as it's on the TV and it would still go through the same process?
You would have to resync it each time you want to play it.
Understood. And then my other question, what was the name of this movie? We're actually going to go...
Hell or High Water.
And where do you get these just from where?
This was on Netflix.
During the syncing process, during all that music, do you know whether you missed any of the initial description?
Darn sure I did, because there was stuff going on at that time. And I know that because I listened to the beginning of it through Netflix, and there was a lot of description at the beginning.
Jerry, could you also use it with TV shows that are described?
You know, the interesting thing, according to the literature in the app, you cannot use it with over-the-air TV. And I would like to know why that is. There must be something different.
The timing is different, how they cycle the... For For instance, when I used to work in a movie, we'd shoot one for theatrical and video release, but then we shoot a separate version for TV where we would eliminate the swears and maybe take out nudity shots and put in different shots. So you'd have to have a whole different audio track.
I couldn't find a movie that wasn't already described. What I ended up having to do is to take off audio description on the movie track and then use this. So that's a real limitation, I think.
But I also think this is Spectrum's on-demand catalog, if you have their cable collection. And on their on-demand catalog, those titles are probably not audio described. Now, this app works for everything, but I think it was originally released for their on-demand catalog.
Oh, did you get the app in the App Store, Jerry? And it's called Spectrum?
I did. It's called Spectrum Access.
The huge potential benefit in the future I see of this is if you go to the movie theater and you don't want to get the equipment and deal with the staff. So I'm hoping that they open this up to theatrical releases in the future.
So, Carl, do you think they'll ever... Do you think they'll ever be able to get over the issue of like these movies where at the beginning there's obviously description, but you know, there may be a long track of music because you are missing a lot.
I don't know enough about that to give you an answer. But I don't know why they couldn't have the music cues give you the same audio markers that the dialogue does, because you know, the music cues are very specific as well. So I don't know the answer to that.
Jerry? Did you try with that movie, for that matter, any other movie, just recording a little bit of the dialogue on your digital recorder, then shutting off the TV and then playing it back to the app and see if it'd be fooled into synchronizing with that?
No, I didn't try that, but I bet it would work. I'd be willing to bet it would work.
I think the reason it doesn't work with the music is because I think it literally is getting the phonemes and so forth from the verbal feedback.
Okay, it occurred to me that I have a recorder right here at my desk that I had used yesterday to record that presentation. So it had the beginning of the movie on it, and I tried syncing it, and it worked perfectly. It took like 5 seconds. As soon as the conversation started, the phone synced up. I turned off the recorder and I listened to Frank with 90% of my attention and to the phone with the other 10%. Then I paused it. And that was the end of that, because when I paused it, the pause button changed to resync. And when I hit that, nothing happened. So I don't think there's any one specific sync point. It'll sync up at any point during the entire movie, wherever you happen to start it. But it does have to be synced each time you restart the recording.
So basically, you could fake it out, but within the confines of don't pause it.
Correct.